If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Isaiah chapter number 9. Isaiah chapter number 9. I want to begin reading this evening at verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. The Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of the government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of the host will perform this." Amen. I want to preach this this evening for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought: it's only just begun. It's only just begun. As we look at this here in Isaiah's writing to us, and he's laying down what's going to take place the eyes of God, and God's speaking to us and showing us His plan for humanity. And His plan, in His plan, how we fit in. Amen. I'm glad God's got a place for me in His plan. Amen. I'm glad God's got a place for you in His plan. And I want to say we're only getting to the beginning of this thing, praise God. But I'm glad if you're a child of God, praise God, you're going to make it all the way to the end. Amen. As we look at this and we see, the Bible says, "For unto us," that's me and you. He said, "A child is born. And unto us," that's me and you, "a son is given." But I want you to notice right here is a colon. Amen. This colon is between, it separates between the first event and the second event. Amen. The first event is when Lord Jesus Christ came and He was born in a manger in Bethlehem, and He grew and He growed up and He died for the sins, your sins and mine, on the old rugged cross. And that about how He didn't stay dead, but after 3 days He got up, victorious over death and the grave. Amen. And He ascended, praise God, up into heaven to sit at the right hand of His Father on high. Where's Jesus today? Amen. Our Jesus, praise God, the one that died for us, the one that came to us, the one that lived for us, the one that died for us, the one that rose for us, is sitting at the right hand of the Father tonight, Brother Rex, for us. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Glory. Amen. I'm glad He is, ain't you? I'm glad I have an interceder with my Father. I'm glad there's somebody there to plead my case. When old Slewfoot, the devil, comes along, the accuser of the brethren, and starts telling them how sorry no account I am. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I wouldn't want that to be told on me." Praise God, it's the truth. Amen. Just a sorry old sinner saved by grace. Out to mess up every day. Up to, but for the help of God. Amen. He's there for me to help me and lead, guide, and direct me. But we see the only thing that's a separating the first event and the second event is this colon. If you'll look at Luke chapter 4, we kind of see this same thing in Luke chapter 4 and verse 16. Luke chapter 4 and verse 16, the Bible says, "And He came to Nazareth," amen, "where He had been brought up," colon, amen. That was His starting point. Amen. That don't mean that's where He finished up at. Amen. I'm glad it gets better farther on. Amen. I'm glad we got a God that don't just go a little ways and stop. I'm glad we got a God that don't just take us a little ways and leave us alone. But I'm glad we got a God tonight that'll go with us all the way. Amen. He started something, praise God, that He's going to finish. He said, where He's brought up, but then He goes on and says, and as His custom was, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. So we see Lord Jesus Christ, He had a starting point, a beginning place, but that wasn't where He finished up. Amen. I'm glad God had a beginning place in every one of our lives, but that ain't where He's finished at. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad we've got a God today that's going to see it through. But in the essence of time, we see this. You go on down here and you can read this, how he talks about what's going to take place. He says, "And there was delivered unto him a book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found a place where it was written." He's talking about Isaiah 61 and 1. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance unto the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bound." Amen. Or them that are bruised. And he said, "To preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Amen. Amen. Praise God. Then he closed the book. He shut it down. Amen. Praise God. And he started from there. See, I won't say there's a place God's got. And I won't say, glory to God, he's only just begun in our lives. Amen. When he came to earth and he lived and he bled and he died, praise God, he was only just beginning. Amen. And as the Lord begins to work in your heart, in my heart, and in your life, in my heart, praise God, it's only beginning of what he's going to do. Amen. Praise God. If you get to thinking it like that, praise God, you realize there's places for improvement. Amen. And how he's only just beginning to work in you. Hey, there's a whole lot of us is just starting to get this thing. There's a whole lot of us just starting to realize, praise God, that there is a God. And that he's real. Yeah. And that there's nothing impossible with him. There's nothing that he can't do. Right. Amen. And there's nothing that he can't start, praise God, that he ain't able to finish. Amen. Paul said, he that had begun a good work within me. Amen. He said he's able to finish it. Yes, amen. Amen. That thing that's began a good work in me, praise God, he's able to finish it. He had a starting place, and he has a finishing place. But we see here in this in the text how he's only just begun. We see how he promised a child, and he would be born unto us. A child is born unto us. A son is given. Now the prophets of old, they couldn't see all this. See, they looked at this, they looked at Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6, 7, as one event that would take place. Amen? Mm-hmm. They looked at it as one episode in this person's life, amen, that would be fulfilled all at once. Amen. They couldn't see. They was, as it was explained to us in Bible college, them prophets was on top of the mountain, and they was looking across at the top of the other mountain. Now watch this. But Brother Jeff, they couldn't see what was going on down in the valley. Amen. They was looking. They could see from the top of where they was at. And how God was with them and God was working in them. God was encouraging them. God was always there to help them. And they could see the top of the other mountain way out there. But they couldn't see what was going on down there in the valley. See, you know what was happening down there in the valley? Praise God. They was a church being birthed. They was a church to be born, praise God. They was a church that would rise up, praise God, through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the valley of the church, amen, the church age, it was obscure. To the prophets, they really couldn't see it real well. They could only imagine, amen, that this thing was being fulfilled just in one setting at one time. But I'm saying, praise God, Jesus has only just begun to work. Amen. And he's not finished, praise God. He'd tell me and you, he said, "I'll be back." Amen. So I'll be back to finish that work. So we see the valley, and we see it being revealed. We see what's taking place down the valley. As the prophets was looking from hilltop to hilltop, the church was being birthed in the valley. And it's revealed by Brother Paul in Ephesians chapter 3. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 1, Paul says, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward." Amen. Paul said, "Hey, let me tell you what God's give us." He said, "For you Gentiles." He said, "He's given me the grace of God to give to you." Amen. That grace, that unmerited favor of God. He said, "For by grace are you saved through faith. And then not of yourselves. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained before the foundation of the world," praise God. that we should walk in them. Amen? Praise God. He said, this is what God has given us. He said the prophets couldn't see what we've been given, praise God, down here in the valley. See, a lot of times we look around and the mountains seem so high and they seem so steep, praise God. We don't know how in the world we could ever traverse and get up to the top. Amen. But Paul saying here, he said, praise God, let me just tell you, praise God, the mystery. How God designed for us to get to where we need to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, if ye have heard of the dispensation of grace of God which is given unto me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in the other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. He said, them fellows looking from the mountaintop, they couldn't understand what was going to happen ahead. I want to say, there's a whole lot of people in the world, they don't understand what's going to happen ahead either. That's why they're so discouraged and downtrodden. But praise God, I'm glad that we've got a glimpse into glory. I'm glad we've got a touch of grace. I'm glad we've been enlightened to the mystery, praise God, of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Says not revealed unto his holy apostles, and is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ Jesus by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Amen. Paul said, I got a little peek into glory. I got to see, amen, God through the ministry of his word, praise God, the mystery of the gospel, amen, that was revealed to me. I got to see the rest, the rest of the story. Amen. He said, I understand what's going to take place. So Paul began to see ahead in the valley. But look also at Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse, well, let's go back over to verse 7 to where we can tie it all together. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 6. He says, wherefore you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Now there's another one of those colons. You know what that means? That means it don't stop here. Amen. He said, there's room to press on. Praise God. Glory. He said, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Colon. Amen. Amen. It seems like this is a place, but he said, this ain't a place to stop either. Amen. Said, Jesus has done appeared to you. Done seen him, praise God. You've had a promise. You've had some tough times. Said, he's been some difficult issues in your life. But that ain't the end of it. Praise God, Lord Jesus. You look up and Lord Jesus Christ comes along. But praise God, he said, that ain't the end either. Amen. Praise God. He said, whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not, yet believe him. You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. There's another colon. Amen. He said, amen, praise God. He said, you're rejoicing in the Lord because you, even though you ain't seen him, you believe him, you trust in him. Praise God, you know this ain't the end yet either. Amen. It ain't finished yet. And he said, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. See, that never dying soul that you have. Hello? That never dying soul that you have, praise God. He says it's not physical. He said God will give you peace in your soul that you can live forever. Amen. He goes on in verse 10. He said, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. They looked from mountaintop to mountaintop and said, praise God. God made some big old promises, glory be God. But how he's going to get from here to you, praise God. He said, I don't know, but he said he promised. And he said, Colin, he said he's not finished. Amen. He's still proceeding. He said, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which is in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory, watch this, that should follow. Amen. Praise God. He said, Peter says, you know what? He said, they was looking from mountaintop to mountaintop and they couldn't see it. But praise God, we see the trials and the heartache and the suffering and the Christ and the redemption and salvation. Praise God, in the end, praise God, it's just ahead. Amen. The glory that we'll behold. Amen. Praise God. We ain't even close to being there yet. See, these prophets didn't realize that they'd be over a 2,000 year gap. Amen. From the promise of the babe in a manger, praise God, to the promise of the Savior coming to get us in the second event. Take us to be with Him. Amen. So we realize, praise God, that we ain't seen nothing yet. We've only just begun. Amen. Can you see that with me tonight? I'm excited. Hey, I've got in on the ground floor or something. Praise God, it's going to take me all the way to the top. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You might say, I'm like George Jefferson, praise God, I'm moving on up. Amen. How about you? Praise the Lord, I'm moving plumb out of this world. So we see this thing, it's only just beginning, the things playing out, praise God, in over 2,000 years, but we're about to wind up. Amen. He said, for unto us a child is born, unto a son is given, a colon. Amen. He said, that's the beginning. He said, that was the first event. He said, but there's a separation here, and then we see the second event, the advent, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to establish His power. He said, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, of the increase of His government. Now watch this. And peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. He said, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Amen. So he said, praise God. He said, we've only got to see the beginning of the promise. We haven't got to see the end yet. Amen. So in the beginning we see the Lord Jesus Christ, but His birth and His crucifixion and His resurrection. He said, but in the second event, the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we get to see Him in His dominion. Amen. We get to see Him established in control. Amen. The first time He came, praise God, to bleed and die on the cross of Calvary. The second time He's coming to rule and reign is the God of heaven. Amen. 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 Praise God. He's only just begun. That He's going to finish up one day in just a little while. Amen. He come to establish control. He's number one, He says He's going to establish a government. Now watch this, said He's going to establish a government, and it'll be a government of peace. Amen. We hear all over the world now people saying, peace, 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 peace over here, peace over there. And there is no peace. Everybody's saying peace and while they're trying to get the upper hand at the same time. Amen. Do you know before the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, Brother Kevin, they were talking, they had a peace accord. And they were sitting, going along like that, like they was trying to sign peace, and they was looking for peace, and they was seeking peace, and the whole time, praise God, they was planning on carrying out their dastardly deed on Pearl Harbor. Amen? Even while people were sitting in rooms trying to talk about peace, they were fueling up jets and loading up bombs to come and do their dastardly deed on America and on Americans. Amen. But there's a God of heaven, praise God, said He's going to set up a government, and it'll be a government. You know what? We don't have a government of peace. We got those knuckleheads over there, praise God, they can't agree on nothing. And you know why? Because they're a bunch of ungodly fools. Amen. They've turned their hearts and their minds away from God and godless. They need the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in their hearts and their lives, praise God, to direct their thinking. To change their minds. but said He's coming to rule. He's going to have a government of peace. Amen. See, we're going to have a Savior. Now listen, we're going to have a Savior, praise God, that when the waves of life are overflowing us, amen, when the waves are crashing in on us, He's going to be there and He's going to say, peace, be still, amen. And all those waves of discomfort, praise God, they will be settled right away. He'll have a government of peace that He'll rule with a rod of iron, amen. Praise God, He'll have a government, praise God. And when He speaks, praise God, things will happen. Amen. Do you know that's what would happen today if people would do it in a Godward fashion? Amen. The disciples seen the Lord Jesus Christ, He was doing great mighty miracles. But He says, praise God, there's a day coming when you'll do greater things than these. But He said, we had to have faith to believe. Amen. But He said, there's a dominion coming. There's an establishment of control and a government, praise God, that'll be a government of peace. We've never known peace in this world. Oh, we've had little episodes, little moments of peace. You might say an aspect of peace. But we've never truly known peace. Amen. Because if we're at peace with all the nations of the world, we've still got some turmoil going wrong along in our own nation. I mean, amongst ourselves. But He said He's going to establish a government. He said, that's not government. It's going to be a government of peace. Amen. He's going to establish a kingdom. And that kingdom is going to be a kingdom, praise God, with judgment. Amen. But He said it's going to be a righteous judgment. He's going to judge righteously. Amen. He's going to judge righteousness. Amen. Everything that we do, praise God, that's right in the eyes of God, He's going to give us a thumbs up. Amen. Everything that we do, praise God, that brings honor and glory to God and His name, praise God, He's going to give us a thumbs up. Amen. Praise God. And I know that's kind of a crude way to say it, but praise God, that's just the way it is. Amen. It's going to be okay when He judges righteous. It's going to be a judgment, a righteous judgment. And He's going to judge us right. Amen. You know how He does that? Because He's got absolute records. Amen. His records are perfect. There's nothing out of place in His record. He knows exactly where we are. He knows about us. He knows about our salvation. He knows about how we live. He knows about our righteousness. Amen. My righteousness is His filthy rags. But His righteousness that I'm trusting in, the rightness of my Savior, praise God. That's what He's going to judge me by. Not mine, but His. You say, well, how in the world are we ever going to come out in that, praise God, because we're trusting in His and not in ours. Our righteousness will leave us stranded. Our righteousness will leave us coming up short. But His righteousness, praise God, will leave us getting the thumbs up. Amen. So, Lord Jesus, I'm just trusting in You. Amen. Praise God. So His kingdom be established in judgment, in righteousness. His kingdom be established in justice. Amen. Justice that is fair. Amen. The justice of God is going to be fair on that day. When we stand before Him, praise God, and He judges us in a righteous judgment, praise God, and justice, His justice, we'll get just exactly what we deserve. Oh me. Amen. Oh me. You'll get just exactly what you deserve. Amen. What do you deserve? Oh me. Amen. I deserve a beating. Amen. I tell you, my daddy never whipped me much. He never did. Two or three times, Brother Greg's all I remember my dad ever gave me a spanking. But I remember them all. Amen. Amen. Now my mother used to wear me out. She wore out many, many trees on me. Amen. She'd go bring me a switch. Go break her out. Go have cut. It's bad when you have to go cut your own switch. And she'd wire me out. You know what? Praise God. That was justice. I deserved every one I got. Amen. But see, I deserve more than I got. Amen. But sometimes my mother, she wouldn't beat me like a rented mule. She'd set me down and talk to me. I said, Mama, just beat me. Amen. She'd set me down. She said, why did you do that? Why are you picking on your little brother? He's littler than you. I mean, why you want to stick his head in the toilet? You know the rest of the story. Amen. I deserve justice. Amen. But you know what? She was fair. She just beat me as much as I deserved at the time. She didn't beat me for all the things I'd done in the past. Amen. She was fair in her judgment. Amen. And she ministered out fairly too. Amen. Sometimes she'd get all three of us. All of us boys, she'd get, amen. But by the time Roger got up to where he was always the good one. Amen. He would do all kinds of things, but when Mama come in, he'd sit there like a little angel. My older brother, he'd done got bigger, and he'd kind of separate himself from us. So he'd sit over in the corner, kind of smirk, while Mama was figuring out which one of us to beat down. Amen. Which one of us needed a whipping, and which one just needed a good talking to. Amen. But it was fair. She was fair. She tried to be fair in her dealings with us. I'm glad for that. See, God's going to be fair in His dealings because He's this righteous judge, amen? And He's righteous in His judgment, and He's righteous in His judgment. He's fair in His judgment. He'll be fair to me and you when we stand before Him. Like I say, we'll get just exactly what we deserve. Amen. Nothing more, nothing less. We'll get what we deserve. What do you deserve? God help. Amen. But see, a spanking. Amen. You deserve a spanking. Amen. But we all deserve a spanking. But God's going to judge. Amen. He's going to be judged fair. He's going to give us what we deserve. Amen. He's going to be fair in His judgment. He's going to look at our lives. Praise God. He's going to look at the intent of our hearts. That's where, Brother Rex, that's where He'll say, let me see your hands. What have you been doing? And he said, okay, so let me see your heart. See, your heart is what makes your hands do things. And He's going to judge fairly. He said, let me see your hands and let me see your heart. Amen. And then He's going to take it fair and He's going to clean everything. He's going to make everything right because He is the God of glory. Amen. So the Lord, He'll take things that are wrong and He'll make things right. And then He said that He's the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. See, that's where that peace comes in. That peace that passes all understanding. It comes from God Almighty. When He begins to take our old sorry, no account lives, and He begins to clean them up so that He can present them before the Father without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. That's what we have. See, this, we're only in the beginning of this thing. But we're going to be finished up one day. Me and you and I are going to be finished one day in the likeness of our Savior. We're going to enter into a kingdom. Praise God, it's out of this world. It's in upon His kingdom to order it and to establish it. Amen. He said, what's going to happen here in these judgments, in justice, in fairness, God said He's going to establish a kingdom. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, He's the one that's going to give the increase. Now see, through the ages, amen, praise God, that we're going to see that through eternity, we're going to see that kingdom as it begins to grow. We're seeing it growing now, but it's not there yet. Amen. It's only just beginning. Let me give you just a couple more verses and I'm done. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. The Bible says, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Yea, ye shall not be ashamed or confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. Now watch this. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. The Lord says here, He says, I created the earth, I created the world to be inhabited. Amen. And He says, what I'm going to do, God says, I'm going to give the increase. Amen. I'm going to fill it up with the goodness of God and with God's people. Praise the Lord, all the way to Him. We're only just beginning. In 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Look what he says in verse 13. He said, nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen? He said, we're looking for a renewed heaven. A renewed, to be made new, praise God. It's going to be new. And God said it's going to be filled with righteousness. Amen. He said, this is only beginning. We're in on the ground floor of something big. We're in on the beginning, praise God, at something that's going all the way to the top. Amen. All the way into the presence of God. Amen. And you can just shout your shoe soles off tonight, praise God, because you're able to get in on the ground floor. Amen. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. Amen. Looking for that glorious appearing whenever we see a mighty God and an everlasting Father and a Prince of Peace, wonderful Counselor. All these things, praise God, that He's going to be to me and you. Amen. Praise God, but we've only begun to be partakers of what He's got for us. Only just beginning to see the goodness and the magnificence of God. But we're playing out to the very end. Amen. And we're going to see the final scene. Amen. Do you realize you and I get to look in, praise God, on the very final events that's going to take place when all this begins to come together? Can you imagine this earth when the Lord God Almighty stands and He reigns and rules supreme? Amen. When we're able to give Him our full attention and give Him all the glory. Amen. As the God of heaven manifest, praise God, in our presence. We see Him. We'll be with Him where He is. Praise God. He's only just begun. We're only just beginning to get in this thing, praise God. We've only got started on this journey. Praise God. We've got a long way to go. But God Almighty, He said He's going to take us all the way to the end of the way. And He's going to deliver us unto Himself when we get there. Amen. Amen.